Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. My name is Tanner Griffith. And if you don't know me, I'm the pastor at our Vintage Church Midtown, which I'm so glad to be with you guys. I know Midtown's glad to be here today. I know folks from Durham are glad to be here today. On this day, that really is, just like this song said, and this is a day that we say glory to God in the highest. This is the day that we echo those angel songs. This is one of my favorite days. This is the day that we celebrate the day that Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born. This is the day that we remember that magic and beauty and wonder of the day when humanity came face to face with the invisible God. It's a day of incredible beauty. This is the day that angels announced to those shepherds on a hillside God's intention with all of mankind, which was peace. I mean, this is an awesome day. This is one of my favorite days of the year. It is, the older I get, it's a complex day. It's a day of incredible joy. It can be a day of incredible sadness or loneliness, where you kind of are reminded of maybe what family is not around. But this is the day that I want you to hear, like that first Christmas. I want you to hear that angel song, that song that says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace with those among whom he is pleased. This is what we're talking about today, is peace. Over our Advent season, we have talked about how God himself is our light. He became joy, justice last week. And today we were reminded that he himself, Jesus Christ, he himself is our peace. That the Word became flesh and he dwelt with us. He became our peace. What I want you to do today is come with me. Come with me on this journey. We're not going to a maternity ward. We're not even going to a hospital. We're going to a shelter where animals ate out of this little trough. You know the story. Mary and Joseph, they couldn't find a hotel. They could not find a hostel. There was no place at the motel. And they were brought to this little shelter where they birthed their firstborn son, Jesus. I want you to come to this lowly place. This place of great humility, but this is the place where angels sing. This is the place where we can go and hold peace in our hands, in our arms. This is where we find Jesus Christ, the God who became man. We've been reading through this series, Isaiah 9, 2 through 7, every single week. And I want you to read this with me. It says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Why? For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. In this passage, you get to see that Jesus Christ became the light. That's what we talked about this first year. We get to see that he became the light. This light had shone in to this people that were in great darkness. On them the light is shone. And then what was produced? We get to see joy comes. He's increased their joy. It's multiplied. Jesus Christ in his coming and increases their joy. He is their joy. And how did this happen? The passage goes on to say, man, this happened because every single injustice was put away. Every single violence, every act of war, it was destroyed. I mean, the language is, it was burnt. It was all completely consumed. The passage goes on to tell us, you know, you could be asking to this point, how did every single injustice ever get dealt with? It's very striking. It says, for to us a child is born. How does every single injustice ever that has ever existed get dealt with? A child is born. A son is given. This is striking. How is a baby going to deal with every single injustice? This is the wonder that I want to invite you into today. I want to invite you to that lowly trough to see this child, this son that has been given. You know the story. Come with me to the shepherds that are on the hill. Look with me on Luke 2, 8 through 14. It says this. After Jesus is born, it says, in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace amongst those whom he is pleased. This scene is striking. These shepherds are out on the hillside. Jesus has been born, and this angel comes, and he starts telling them that son that was talked about in chapter 9 of Isaiah, he's here. A child is born. A son is given. And they didn't really have to look, you know, they did not have to go to a maternity ward and figure out, okay, here's the child it was. There was going to be no place in Bethlehem at this point that had a baby in a trough. Go to Bethlehem and find the one baby on this planet that was stuck in a feeding trough. That's where God was going to be. How crazy is that? How low does our God come to us? Wherever you are at today, however low, however high, I want you to know that Jesus Christ comes to the low places. The shepherds were going to be able to find this baby because there was going to be only one in a trough. And as they announced, was God's message of peace to the world. He himself was our peace. In this strange set of events, we get to see this incredible picture in Isaiah 9 take place. for all time, we had heard the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of David. He told him, hey, there's going to be this Messiah. You're going to have this son, and he's going to come, and he's going to set you free. But man, here we get to see that the son of that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of David became the son of Abraham, the son of Isaac, and the son of David. How can this be? This child that is given to us, what we have to deal with today is that the invisible God, the maker of heavens and the earth, he was the one. He had sent his son, Jesus Christ, to that place to give his message of peace to us. How did we have this peace? How did Jesus Christ do this? He became our peace. This peace that the Bible talks about is not just absence from war, absence from violence. The peace that the Bible talks about is really complete relationship. If I had to really sum it up, it's complete, perfect relationship. What the Bible offers us is this complete relationship and complete fulfillment in Jesus Christ to God and to each other. We don't, again, just have absence from war. Jesus Christ gives us complete relationship and unity even with each other. I mean, it's incredible. The question is, how did he do this? Why, we see the broken relationships. We see our broken relationship with God and ourselves. He did this. He became our peace by taking our sin on his cross. And this morning, what I want to tell to you is Jesus Christ is your peace. He has dealt with your sin. He has taken it on himself. And God has loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you, that you might have everlasting life by believing in him. This is his message to you. His message to you is himself. He gives you himself. I mean, what could be a better sign of peace? Have you held a baby in your arms? There's something that speaks to your soul when that happens. And it's not, this kid wants to go to war with me. There's something sweet and tender and awesome in it. This is how God comes. This is who he first showed himself to be to us. Is this child that was born to die for us so that we might live with him forever in his peace. Why don't we experience peace all the time? I want you to go with me to John 16. Listen to this. Jesus says these words, because if you're like me, your life is not all easy. It's not a piece of cake, okay? Listen to this. Jesus says to his disciples, he says, do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. In this world, you will have tribulation. We find our peace in Jesus Christ. In him, we have peace. And today, I come as the angels, I'm echoing them, and say, this is the day that we remember God in all his glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those whom he has pleased. Let us pray. God, we come to you this morning and remember with great joy that you have come. You have not left us alone, but you have sent your one and only begotten Son. You've told us that whoever would believe in him might not perish, but have eternal and everlasting life. God, this morning, God, would you remind us that you, Jesus Christ, you are our peace. That you have reconciled us to God and you have reconciled us to each other. And God, we ask that you would help us. In this world, we know we will have tribulation, but in you, we find peace and know that you have overcome the world and know that one day you will come again to rescue, redeem us for all eternity, to be with you forever and ever. Amen and amen.